Trading tomorrow night is pretty much a dress rehearsal for round one with a pretty full strength siding.
Yeah, we're preparing for round one, and that's what we want to do. And it's a good opportunity to see where we're at. We've done a lot of pre-season training against ourselves, and you get excited when you get to play against opposition.
It's a pretty strong team you have, but just looking at it, it looks like you're on the stronger side.
Yeah, no, we're preparing. We want to get the we want to be ready to go round one. And this in terms of our prep, we think this is the best prep for us. So no, we're definitely treating it as an opportunity to keep getting better, to grow synergy and some chemistry amongst the team. And what better than playing against opposition?
Is that the plan for both JLT games?
Yeah, at this stage, yeah, we'll assess, see how we go this game. But no, our focus is going to be the season. So we do everything we can, and we'll prepare what we think is best for that.
I guess you've been brought in for one reason, David, to help put some goals on the board. How do you see the guys doing that this year? There's been a lot of talk about kicking a few more goals.
I hope that's not the only reason they brought me in. I've been telling a few I'm a good bloke as well. But look, it is an area of the game that as a club we're trying to grow. But we don't want to lose our defence and our ability to win the contest. So we want to play a balanced game and make sure we put similar emphasis on all areas of the game. But it is an area we need to get better at, and it's something we're focused on.
How's Harry McKay been tracking? Do you think he can put together a pretty strong season?
Yeah, he's starting to get some continuity into his training, which has been really good. It'll be a good opportunity for him to test himself out. Obviously, he hasn't played a lot of games, but we're excited by him. He's good. He's got a bit of bravado amongst the group. He brings great energy to the group. So, no, we're excited for him.
Physically, he's strong?
Yeah, no, he is. A picture was taken up in the Gold Coast, and we're not sure about the picture. It made him look massive, but he keeps showing it to everyone. So he's pretty happy with that picture. So I'm surprised he's not handing out signed pictures of it.
Pretty excited to work with Charlie Kerr now, sir.
Yeah, no, look, there's a whole group of them down there, and that's the great thing at the moment. The mix of players, you've got some experience, you've got some real exciting guys coming on. So I think it's going to be a good opportunity to grow as a group. As I mentioned earlier, we've got to find now and get that stability in the side where they can get some cohesion, they get to play together. And at the moment, we're still trying to work out which is their best mix going into round one. And we've got two good opportunities in the coming weeks.
With the Crows, you obviously had a great blend up forward of talls, sort of mids and smalls with Eddie and the like. Can you see that happening here with this forward line and the list you've got at the moment?
Yeah, in terms of the list, we've got the potential to do that. We've got some really good talls and some really good smalls, but at the moment it's finding the balance from an offensive and a defensive point of view. And and the exciting thing for our members and supporters right now, it's really exciting because even as a coach, I'm not sure who is the mix in the forward line. So we've got some real talent, we've got some guys pushing for position. So I think right now, if I was a supporter of the Carlton Football Club, I'd be excited about getting down to see how we go.
Darcy Lang's one of the ones missing tomorrow. How's he going with the ankle?
Yeah, he's tracking along well. I think he should be thereabouts for round one. So it'll depend on his prep and his build, and as long as the recovery goes to plan. But he's been a great inclusion to the football club. He's a really, really smart footballer, and he's good as a coach to work with.
How's young Paddy Dow settled into the club?
Dr. Water. He's a quality individual. We've seen already in the AFLX that he applied himself really well. He was probably unlucky. He came off a shoulder and missed the early part of pre-season, but the way he's fit in late, him and Matthew Kennedy, if I was a member, I'd be getting down to watch those guys.
Ed Curnow pretty keen to get back out there too after the throat injury last year.
Yeah, they told me he had a throat injury, but hearing him talk and carry on, he definitely gets more work than anyone else's. But he is. He's excited. Paddy's excited. They didn't get to play a lot of footy at the end of last year. So when you're a footballer, what you want to do is play, and you want to play against opposition, whether it's JLT, whether it's round one, round 23, you want to be out there playing. So I think our guys are very excited about that.
What's the ceiling, you think, for Harry McKay?
The ceiling? Oh, do you put ceilings on players? I think Harry wants to be the best he can. He's growing in terms of that. To me, right now, he needs continuity. He needs to be out there. He needs to be able to play and get some, not only play, but train. And I think if we can see that and he can avoids the injuries, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him to become the player that he wants to be. I think talent-wise, he's there. It's just going to be getting out there to do it against men.